from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on medical leave. Joining us right now from CBS Sports, he is Evan Washburn. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Rob.
Evan, we were just talking about this. Want you to chime in on this because it's a thing. When you measure success in a preseason, whether or not you get in there healthy or not, to me, it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary activity when that's the only measurement of success.
In terms of the value of training camp?
Yeah, no, not training camp, preseason games.
Preseason games.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an unnecessary expense for the team. I think there's plenty of other value that is existing there for the organizations and for certain players that will be a part of some of these teams. But I've really come to understand it in recent years, but really came to light this year for me. It's a situation where there's competing agendas that are all funneling allegedly to week one being the best you can be for the games that matter. But coaches, GMs, everybody are fighting the fact that they've got to satisfy different agendas that work against each other over the last month and a half here.
Hey, Evan, I want to get your take on this because I always think there's a lot of cool things before the season with new faces and new places, i.e. Derrick Henry here in Baltimore, Saquon Barkley in Philly, and I'll even throw Kirk Cousins in Atlanta because there's a bevy of weapons. Is there one that stands out to you that you're really interested in seeing how it plays out?
I think the Cousins one would probably be near the top of that list for the fact that I think he's still now coming off the Achilles is legitimate, but still in that prime of his career. And there's definitely a ceiling to what Kirk Cousins is, but I still think that ceiling takes you deep into the playoffs or could. And I just think that's an extremely winnable division. There seems to be a lot of energy behind Atlanta when I would probably lean more towards Tampa because they've kind of quietly dominated that division even without Tom Brady last year. So that would probably be the one that I find most interesting because there's some mystery to it.
You know, Evan Washburn, CBS Sports. Evan, I know you do national, but you cover a lot of the Ravens as well before the season begins. Lamar Jackson coming off his second MVP season, big key to the success of the Baltimore Ravens naturally, but you got to have an offensive line. Your thoughts on the Ravens line situation going into the regular season?
Yeah, well, first of all, and you guys hit it on the update there, just condolences to Joe D and his family and the organization. Obviously, had some really tough news yesterday. And from the football side of it, yeah, that to me is the group that's going to be the biggest question mark going into the season. And when you're replacing three spots, that's legitimate. And I think that there's clear confidence in the depth, and we saw that last year. They, by design and by their own decision, had a rotation, which is rare at that position group. Continuity is always key, but they felt comfortable and it was effective to rotate. And I think we'll see if that depth is still there, even though it might be a rookie at right tackle in Rosengarten. And then the coaching situation. Well, the real true kind of what matters is obviously the loss there, but how that group kind of comes together and rallies is going to be probably the biggest question mark, not just for week one, but for the first portion of the season, because if they can't protect Lamar and they can't give him time, then that, as we know, impacts so many other things.
I love what the NFL did to start this season, because you can pretty much throw whatever you want out there and everybody's so excited they're going to watch, but they give you a rematch of the AFC Championship on Thursday night, and then you get Philly and Green Bay on Friday night in Brazil, which should be a lot of fun. What do you make of those two games, Evan, and how do you think this rivalry, if you want to call it that, between the Ravens and Chiefs ends up?
I mean, I think it's been the kind of sneaky best game, most interesting game going back the last, whatever it's been, 4 or 5 years since Lamar's really become the guy, and then Mahomes, since the day he took over, has been the best player in the NFL. And I mean, I can't wait for it. I think, look, week one, really the first 4 weeks of the season, to me, are fool's gold, where you think you know based off of what you see, and results, while they do matter down the road, I don't think they're a true indicator of who's good and who's not. But I love the way the NFL's kind of stacked this thing. I mean, they're giving you the candy right out of the gate, not just with, as you mentioned, the Thursday nighter, which everybody here's jacked up for, but that Friday night game, sneaky Peacock Brazil, is interesting too. And I just look, the NFL is just in this moment right now, and maybe it'll hopefully last longer than a moment for those of us that are involved in it, where it's appointment viewing at all times. I mean, I found myself watching the Sunday night game last night for a little bit, and then had to kind of put my priorities in check. But it's just where we are with it. And I like that they saw and recognized that AFC Championship game had so much juice behind it. And I don't necessarily, maybe it's painted by where we're coming from, I don't think it was the best game necessarily. So a chance to maybe rewrite some of that on Thursday night, while it won't matter to the extent that the AFC Championship game would, obviously, I think it was a great call.
Hey, Evan, two quick things. Where can people find you week one, and how far in advance do you get your schedule, if you don't mind telling us? Because I think that's kind of an interesting thing. Are you waiting around to find out where you're going in 3 weeks, or do you kind of have things laid out?
No, I'm happy to talk about it. It's an interesting layer to the job. So I know the first 3 weeks of my season. This is about as much as I'll know. So week one is Cincy, New England, which now has even some more intrigue if Drake May is going to take over, if Brissett's banged up, or if he won that job, who knows. And then week two, it's Aaron Rodgers and the Jets visiting the Titans. Mm-hmm. And then week three is Minnesota and Houston. And I think Houston's going to be a team that we're, as a crew, I and Charles and I are going to see, because we get often the main 1 o'clock window game. And Houston, to me, is a team that's going to find themselves in that spot a bunch this year. And after that, it really becomes sometimes 2 weeks out, but further into the season, it could be as tight as 7 to 10 days, because we really like to play off of who's good and who's healthy and stack the games that way. So it's fun. I mean, so the email comes through and you're kind of wondering where you're going. We all try and guess, but I'm often wrong more than I'm right.
There he is, Evan Washburn. Evan, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Good to be with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.